Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Webster Griffin Tarpley, our guest for another 15 minutes or so. Then Dr. Bob Bowman is coming in, former director of the Star Wars Initiative, to talk about the economy and a host of other issues. Webster, I want to quantify my view on the economic system. We come back from break, but please continue with this point. You were telling me off air that look, these scandals, regardless basically if Obama's not doing what you want, you've got to politically go after him with whatever ammo is getting traction.
Yeah, during the 2008 campaign, there was this mantra, you know, let's talk about the issues, let's talk about the issues. This was Obama attempting to deflect attention from the fact that nobody knew who he was. If we can look at the question of Clinton and Gingrich and that dirty deal, which would have been very damaging, was stopped by the Lewinsky scandal. How can we apply that till today? You look at Obama's press conference when he presented this so-called purported birth certificate. He basically said, we've got to get down to solving the main questions. Now, what he means by that, and this is what he told the Washington Post editorial board a week before he was inaugurated, is a grand bargain of genocidal austerity to flay the American people alive, to skin the American people alive. You have the Republican attack on the entitlements is direct, right? Open, frontal attack. Obama's attack is a flanking attack. It's a sneak attack, right? Obama bores from within. He says, I'm going to save Medicare, and then he's going to destroy it.
Well, it's a fake choice. The Republicans have the more austere, and then by a few degrees, he says, no, I'm going to defend the people, and then impales them.
So what could upset this apple cart right now? He says that he solved the birth certificate. I don't think he has. I think there are basically three complexes, right? One is the birth certificate issue. The questions we have on that are obviously, if you're a historian, right, when you say release the document, right, we want the document, it means you want to get it in your hands. And what I mean by that is, if it's claimed that this document is there, I want to know the arrangements under which scientific experts, including carbon dating or whatever there is, whatever anybody wants to do, scholars, like a guy like me, or news agencies, different ones, have to have access to this.
By the way, there's been three different versions that AP and others, CNN, have been given. And in the versions, in fact, give me a document cam shot. Folks can even see this.
He's making up for all the time. He gave you three now.
Well, no, look. This one says any alterations invalidate the certificate. This one that AP put out has that message on it. And then there's this version. I think this was what CNN. You can barely see it there, and it's totally different color. And then now here's the one the White House put out with this weird green paper in the background. And then you've got fonts in the same words, Webster, that aren't even the same font that I as a layman can see. Listen, the reason I think this is a setup is this is so shoddy on purpose. It's designed. Webster, I'm telling you, something else is going on here.
We want to examine the original document.
Yeah, but what is this? Why are there all these different versions?
Maybe WikiLeaks will leak one, too, except that they're a CIA-limited hangout. No, we want scholars, scientists, experts, news agencies to be able to examine the original under controlled conditions and all of that. The larger issue in terms of his constitutional qualification is, did he become a naturalized citizen of Indonesia through his parents? And since that wouldn't quite deprive him of his U.S. nationality, did he then in 1981, on his way to Pakistan, pass through Indonesia and renew his Indonesian passport as part of that? That would have been an affirmative act of allegiance to Indonesia.
Stay there. We got a break. Final segment with Webster coming up, and Webster's here in town to be interviewed for a film. So never fear, there'll be more of Webster at PrisonPlanet.tv as well. Then Dr. Bob Bowman coming in after the end of this next segment. Stay with us.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust wild food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up, Dr. Bob Bowman's going to be in studio with us to talk about the economy and a host of other issues. Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest here with us now. Very informative last hour. And it's great having Tarpley here in town. Flew Tarpley into town so that he could be here in studio with us today. Webster, finishing up on the birth certificate, there's no doubt there's been a cover-up of all of his records. And the White House has said, we're not releasing any of the college, the professors. We've never seen such secrecy. And why defend $2 million plus in suits wanting the certificate and then now only release it? It seems like they were starting to get scared that it was getting so big, but then they released this new certificate and it just looks completely fake. They could make a better fake than this.
Perhaps. It's all very suspicious. Again, we want to be able to examine the original document, and we need answers about this Indonesian question. Did he reaffirm his citizenship of Indonesia in 1981? And that would have been essentially as an adult, and that would at that point he would no longer be a U.S. citizen. But there's also a political reason behind this, obviously, which I think is important. One is the blackmail question, that Obama is somebody who is, I think, pretty obviously blackmailed. And a lot of people wondering what happened in the 72 hours before the bombing of Libya when he told Senator Lugar of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, there will be no attack on Libya. And then, lo and behold, there was this attack on Libya. What happened in the meantime? Hypothesis. British intelligence has some proof about Kenya or Indonesia, or French intelligence. They went to him and said, look here, you're going to bomb Libya, because this is what we want. The Daily Beast recently had an article about a Democratic insider on Capitol Hill asking, after Obama's budget disaster, how do we get rid of this guy? So that's a Democrat now. Premier left.
We saw the Washington Post a year ago say that they were talking about him not running again.
All right. One way is through the birth certificate, the constitutional qualifications between Kenya, Indonesia, or other things we don't know. The second one is the Rezko Blagojevich complex. In other words, the Chicago cesspool of corruption, the Illinois bipartisan combine, and so forth. Because whatever applies to Rezko and Blagojevich is possibly applying to him. And then you have the Larry Sinclair complex, right, which people know about. So those are three that we know about, but there are possibly more.
I'd rather go after Obama and the next Republican puppet, because they're all going to be crooks. We know that, unless it's Ron Paul or somebody, on GE being given waivers for their coal power plants the day the new regulations that they're just forcing through, they're not even law, shutting down their competition, or GE not paying taxes, or people at Treasury giving themselves waivers to get bailout money. I mean, I understand you're saying this is the type of fodder the public likes, but,
right.
You know, quite frankly, Obama in limos with men, I mean, it's I don't even want to get into it. And the birth certificate, it's like a swamp, a quagmire that I can't get out of and you can never find the end of. I mean, I'd rather say, what are you doing pushing torture, bub?
I would make the following kind of appeal. I think basically a lot of people who consider themselves right wingers or conservatives or libertarians have, I think, a fairly decent willingness to entertain these issues. I would appeal to leftists. I would appeal to people, for example, who thought that Obama,
people don't want my guns. Nice folks.
Well, no. this is a group, right? And there they are. Let's not write them off. Let's
a group of addled morons.
Well,
sorry.
You know, depends, right? Addled morons everywhere.
I'm just being sarcastic. I'm sarcastic.
If you were appalled by the attack on Libya, for example, right? If you were appalled by the West Point speech of December 2009, which was a declaration of war against Pakistan, and that's getting to be really big now.
But the left's all foundation run. They love the wars. They love torture.
That's why I got to make my direct appeal here. That if you didn't like what he did with Pakistan, and he's doing more of it, if you don't like Libya, what are you going to do to stop an attack on Syria? What are you going to do to, for example, Belarus, Poland at one end, Russia at the other end, a color revolution in Belarus. Lukashenko decides he's going to put it down. Polish troops come in from the west. Russian troops come in from the east. Polish NATO troops collide with Russian troops.
That already happened in Pristina, in Kosovo.
That's worse than anything in the Middle East, because there you've got not just atomic but hydrogen weapons on both sides. How do you stop that? On the issues, yeah, I'm all for the issues. I argue issues a lot, right? My main argument is issues. But I would appeal to leftists. You've got to be open to these questions about the constitutional qualifications and so forth. Because if you don't do this, you're letting the blackmail syndicate rule the day. Because Obama he can't make decisions based on political considerations. He's got to say...
No, I understand the political... I understand, Webster, the political calculus. But to add a word here, I understand the political calculus. All I'm saying, I mean, I see if you've got a bad George W. Bush, a bad Clinton, a bad Obama, that it creates the separation of powers we need over the oligarchy controlling the presidency if we politically destroy his puppet.
And look, if you have people in the Congress that you think are somehow different than, you know, anybody with a subcommittee in the Congress or a committee can put out subpoenas. And, you know, you can maybe get a majority.
You're saying it's a useful sabotage tool. Let me ask you this. In your gut, what do you think is really going on with Obama?
With
the birth certificate.
I think that I'm not sure where exactly the problem point is, but the obvious evasion, he paid a tremendous political price for refusing to release whatever this is, if it's assuming it's real. He has created a constitutional crisis. This is now a constitutional crisis.
So he's now legit. I mean, he's now supercharged the debate.
He did this, again, if he had it and he refused to release it, this is an act of incompetence beyond anybody's belief. I mean, it's a bumbling, arrogant refusal to put this out. Now, that then leads you, is he really that incompetent, or Was it that he didn't have it and he had to concoct it? So that's another possibility. But transparency, right? These guys talk about my administration will be the most transparent. Well, let's see it. And again, I think that people, if you don't like the fact that he's a Wall Street puppet, if you don't like the fact that he's a warmonger, that the police state has gotten worse under Obama than it was under Bush, and if you don't like the fact that he's a union buster, that he guarantees the defeat of all the union struggles, you look at what he did in Wisconsin. He didn't support those people. He damned them with faint praise. So if you want to get a different Democratic nominee, right, something a little bit better than this, there's got to be a primary opponent, and one way to clear the way is for these scandals to be further developed. So I wouldn't turn away from that at all. And I certainly don't think this is a plan of the ruling elite.
Webster, we are out of time.
The ruling elite wants to keep him in power and blackmail him for at least 2 more years.
No, I understand, man. Perhaps 4 more. Some Republicans have said they want to keep him there forever. Then they can blame everything on him, and a lot of this agenda is all part of what they're doing.
And he suppresses the popular movement
to
protest.
We've only got about a minute, okay, because I got a mini-guest popping in, and then Bob Bowman's coming in. Webster, we're going to be interviewing you more later, and it's just I could talk to you for 10 hours here, and I know the listeners could listen for 10 hours but on your unique perspectives. But they're now going from denying we're in a depression to more and more having to, denying there's inflation to admitting it. The Chinese, everybody racing away from the dollar, gold and silver spiking, oil commodities spiking. A 60-second summation on where the economy is right now in the meltdown.
Well, the entire effort of 2010 was to direct the crisis away from the dollar, right, to dump the depression onto the euro. And what they've done with that is they've partially wrecked the euro through Greece, Portugal, Ireland, and maybe Spain. So the euro is now significantly weakened, but that hasn't done anything to save the dollar. So the dollar is now in this constant process of decline. If we have a default, I would warn against this default. The bankruptcy or default of the United States would lead to catastrophe on a world scale and ultimately to something like...
So in the lesser of two evils is to hyperinflate the currency.
The answer to this, there is no answer between deflationary crash, which is even worse, than hyperinflation.
You know what? I've got to do this. We're going to have you in at the end of this hour for 5 minutes to really sum this up. We're going to come back to this in about 40 minutes from now. Webster, thank you so much. And just sit tight till the break. I briefly, because it's running up so fast right now, only got 2 minutes before break, then Bob Bowman's coming in. Ted Anderson, Midas Resources, with the gold and silver weekend offer. Ted buys the gold and silver months ago, still sells it to you when it goes up. That's how he's got the best deals, bar none, that I found anywhere. These radio specials are it. Ted, briefly, where is gold and silver right now? I know they're power surging.
Holy schmolies, Alex. I mean, 1563.70 now. It's just going through the roof. Gold right now, or that's silver, or that's gold, silver 49.24. It's been just an amazing day. Still doing the silver dollars in your videos for 125. Boy, if people want to take advantage of it, I have some Franks here that I haven't moved up in price yet at 336. You get that full year subscription.
By the way, to get those three silver dollars anywhere, it's 150. You got three silver dollars, 125. You've got three of my best selling films on top of it and free shipping. That's got to be now $80 off what it should cost, 90?
Yeah, it's getting into those numbers, man. You're not going to be able to find that anywhere. The market does, there isn't a single, I don't care, it's eBay, Craigslist, garage sales, I mean, you name it, you're not going to buy silver dollars at that price anymore. And you're
with
the
three films and the free shipping, it's insane, but you did buy it when it was a lot lower, so instead of taking the big profit, you're just giving it to folks. And believe me, the brokers are great folks, but they're not commies. They don't like this deal. 800-686-2237. It's gone up a little from what it was a few weeks ago. How long can you hold this, Ted?
Well, I'm going to hold it through Sunday, Alex. The markets are so crazy, I'm pretty sure I'll have to raise them a lot on Monday. So
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Midas Resources. When you call, there's a whole list, a whole constellation of other radio specials, silver half dollars, gold francs, sovereigns, maple leafs, buffaloes, gold eagles, 800-686-2237 to get in the time machine and go back months ago to get the lower price. The time machine does exist right here, brought to you by Ted Anderson, 800-686-2237. Thank you so much, Ted Anderson. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, as commodities turbocharge as the dollar slides.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda in the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free.
And who to blame?
Dr. Robert Bowman joins us for the balance of the hour. The tarp is going to pop back in to finish up with that economic breakdown in the first 5 minutes of the next hour. Robert M. Bowman is the former Director of Advanced Space Program Development for the U.S. Air Force Star Wars program. And former United States Air Force Lieutenant Colonel with 101 combat missions in Vietnam. He holds a Ph.D. in aeronautics and nuclear engineering. He has three of those from the California Institute of Technology, thepatriots.us is his website. He's traveling around the country with the Patriots speaking tour, trying to get the word out to Americans. This is a short segment. I talked to you during the break. I said, what do you want to get into, the wars, the imploding economy? And you said, absolutely, both of those. Which one you want to tackle first? This new global strategic invasion using fake rebels that they then use as a pretext to take over? Or is that not your view? Or do you want to get into the economy?
Well, they're so closely related because we're in all of these wars to secure and maintain an empire for the multinational corporations and banks. It's all about empire. And it's not about the American people except to further impoverish us because we pay for it all. And the money is being siphoned up to the banks, to the billionaires. So it's hard to separate them. But this year's speaking tour really is about end of empire. We must no longer have puppet dictators around the world that we support with our troops and send them arms, which when they get a little independent, we have to send our troops to fight against them as we have against so many of our former puppet dictators like Saddam Hussein and Noriega and you name it. But, we have to have a constitutional foreign and military policy. If you take a look at this document, it doesn't say anything in here about using our armed forces to go around the world and prop up the financial interests of multinational corporations and banks. It's about protecting our people and our borders, period. And if that was our military mission, if that was our only military mission, we could bring our troops home from those 700 bases around the world.
But they're always changing the definition because they're giving us false reasons of why they're in the countries. Really, it's about occupation.
It's about occupation. And, I mean, why after 66 years are we still occupying Germany and Japan, for example? No, the whole thing is ridiculous. And we've got to stop it. We've got to go back to being just another sovereign, independent member of the family of nations. And when we do that and when we bring our troops home, we can enormously enhance our national security and at the same time reduce the defense budget by 80%. Now, there's fiscal responsibility. There's money that we can use for crumbling roads and bridges and hospitals and schools and infrastructure. There's money we can use to take care of the elderly and the indigent. Slash Medicare, slash Medicaid. These are the things both of those stupid parties are talking about now. And they're not talking about the obvious, which is to stop being the hired guns of global runaway capitalism.
Well, I mean, to even call it capitalism, I'm a total libertarian free market guy. Having trillions to banker bailouts, having trillions in corporate welfare, and there's no discussion about cutting that. And instead, it's cut the food stamps or cut the Medicare, the Medicaid, the Social Security, which will only stall the economy out more. I don't like the dependency. If you're going to have welfare, it should be at a state level, in my view. But obviously, this is the same model of austerity the same banking cartels have put in Argentina, Eastern Europe. And we know this leads to more poverty. This is their system of destroying their competition.
And this is exactly why we're in a lot of those countries. Take a look at the countries we've invaded, like Iraq, like Libya. And what you find with all of these countries,
they happen to be the few countries in the world that are not part of the Rothschilds' banking cartel. They are independent of them. They do not take money from the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. They print their own money like we're supposed to do under our Constitution. They print their money debt-free, and they use it to do what they want to do.
Dr. Bob Bowman, stay there. I want to come back to that. First thing they did within a week of the al-Qaeda rebels they put in Libya was a new central bank funded by the British and a new oil company. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, the former director of the Star Wars program is here. I want to get a little bit into Fukushima, boy.
In the heart of FEMA region.
That thing is just continuing to get more and more serious as things unfold. We're going to get his take on that, more on the economy. But Dr. Bowman, looking at this, they've been telling us that we haven't had a recession in 2 years when it's a depression. And I've got the headlines here today where the public is saying we don't, you know, the media is saying the public's not buying that the economy's great. The food stamps at 45 million, the unemployment, the housing prices plunging. A lot of the restaurants I like to go to over the years, they're all shutting down. All my family I know is making a lot less money, not doing well. Some of them doing terrible. People they know, don't even have money for gas. And they're now in the media talking about $7 a gallon by next year because of the dollar. They're now admitting things are going up because of dollar devaluation. Mm-hmm. And their answer is give unlimited trillions to the bankers. But, again, go for austerity. And sure, there's some welfare moms. There's some waste. I don't like the illegals coming over with the anchor babies, and I got to pay for it. But at the end of the day, they're not the Federal Reserve System itself designed to transfer all wealth. We're now entering that final phase. I don't want to be like Argentina. I don't want them to win. We've got to identify them.
That's right. And when you get a country that is not part of that cartel, like Libya, they can do things. Libya has some oil over there. Not an enormous amount, but they've got oil. Gaddafi didn't let the oil companies steal it all and take all the profits like most of our puppets. He nationalized it. So the country of Libya gets the profits, and every Libyan person gets $500 a year or more directly out of the oil profits. Housing is free. Education is free. Health care is free. Every young couple, when they get married, gets $50,000 to start. Cars are subsidized. They're affordable. In other words, most of the ordinary people of Libya are pretty well off, very well off, compared to almost everybody else in the Middle East. So why is this thing happening? Well, of course, the CIA is stirring up some opposition among the tribes that are against Libya's Pan-African program. And the reason that the CIA is stirring it up is because, number one, Gaddafi is not part of the Rothschilds banking cartel, and number two, he nationalized the oil companies. Those are the two cardinal sins, the same things that got Mossadegh in trouble, the same things that got Saddam Hussein in trouble, all of the... You know, it comes down to the same thing. You can predict who we're going to call part of the axis of evil and who is going to be one of the good guys. I mean, why now are we not sending troops in to provide air cover for the protesters in Bahrain? You know, their leader is one of our puppets.
And it's so transparent, and then they call it humanitarian. We've got to invade. He's beating up protesters. He ran to Venezuela. Turned out that really wasn't true, the strafing of the crowds. But then meanwhile, our allies strafe people, and it's humanitarian. And we get the new Marine Corps documents and Army documents where they actually tell them in Afghanistan, go in and just kill everybody. I mean, these are serious war crimes being confirmed on a daily basis, and it's just like, so what? We're the good guys.
We haven't really been the good guys for a long time, and it's about time that the American people understood that, understood what the politicians and the banksters are doing to this country and the immorality that they're foisting on our country through its policies. And it's time that our brave young men and women in the armed forces understood that they are not on a humanitarian mission. They're not being the good guys. They're working for the bad guys. They're part of empire.
But it's so elementary. Foreign, sophisticated corporations that work as pirate ships. People think of capitalist, communist. These are piratical criminal groups who come in with high-tech propaganda. They buy off politicians. They get laws passed to shut down their competition. They use our muscle and our funds and our blood to launch wars to take over, to give them a Lebensraum. And then we're left holding the bag, and world governments openly being announced, run by the very Ponzi scheme operating banks. Mm-hmm. And it's all out in the open, and then they write New York Magazine articles and Rolling Stone articles and Nightline pieces making fun of me when it's all just public and I'm not even smart, Dr. Bowman, and it's just all history, prima facie, 100%, open and shut. There it is. They're perfecting a high-tech spy grid. They're training us to be slaves. The TSA hands down the pants. Mm-hmm. And it's just anyone who knows any history knows this is coming on like a freight train. We've already been hit by it. And what do you do?
Speaking of history, guy you had on last, Webster Tarpley, knows more history than most people have forgotten. I mean, Webster and I stayed up one night. We were staying at the same home. And we stayed up until 2 o'clock in the morning drinking wine and talking history. I mean, the guy is really amazing. And it's good to
see. Well, a lot of people act like they know languages, but my wife grew up in Europe because her dad was a diplomat. Uh-huh. And she speaks, you know, really five languages fluently. Yeah. French, Spanish, I mean, you name it, Italian. And I've talked to other folks who speak languages well, and they say Tarpley's not fudging it. I mean, he knows all these languages, all this history. He's the real deal.
Yeah, he is indeed. When you were, and he were talking, the subject came up of a challenge of Obama. This is something that I've been trying to promote, and I've been trying to get Dennis Kucinich to do it. He's not going to do it. I've been trying to get some of the other big names to do it. They're not going to do it. If nobody else is going to do it, I'll do it, you know. But I don't have any money to do it, but that's another thing. Somebody has got to challenge Obama and put issues on the table that neither party is raising. Nobody is talking
because
about
right now there's one party that just has some window dressing. I've told Republicans who hate Obama and dislike his policies, I've told them, if you actually analyze what Obama has really done versus the rhetoric, you guys should love him. Wars, torture, bailouts to the bankers, secret arrest.
He's continued everything Bush started. He's Bush light. And in some cases, he's even extended them. But, you know, war criminal, what Obama has done in continuing these wars, we can make a good case for him being charged with war crimes. But George W. Bush started the damn things, started them on the basis of lies. I mean, that's real war crime.
And he writes books bragging how he ordered torture, but when his people got caught, scores went to prison, and then he brags about it.
Yeah. The American people have to wake up and understand that things aren't going to be solved by just electing Republicans or just electing Democrats. Both parties are owned by the same powerful billionaires, the global elite, the banksters, the multinational corporations. And until the American people understand that and understand that we have to change the system, that we have to get big money out of politics and once again have representatives in Congress that really represent us, not the big money interests that line their pockets. Until that, nothing really is going to get done. There's only a couple of people in Washington who understand this, people like Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul. If I could get a fusion ticket of those two and say, screw the Republicans, screw the Democrats, we'd really have something, because those are a couple of people at the opposite ends of the political spectrum who understand, who want to follow the Constitution, who want to honor the truth, and who want to serve the people. That's what we need. That's what the Patriots is all about, my organization.
Well, there's some good news. I monitor liberal radio, conservative, libertarian, the whole spectrum TV. And in the last month, as the pain has gotten bad enough, and as they've stopped denying that we're in an economic freefall because it doesn't work anymore, and as enough people that thought they were part of the power structure feel the pain, they're now admitting not corporations good, welfare people bad, or welfare people good, corporations bad, rich good or rich bad. A more sophisticated reality-based thing is emerging. They're going, wait a minute, there's ultra-super-rich corporations that pay almost no taxes or none. Mm-hmm. They use government to get corporate welfare and shut down their competition.
Yeah.
And they are setting up a global system to rob us and get rid of the middle class where we fit the bill for everything. And I'm hearing liberals say it. I'm hearing Glenn Beck say it. I'm hearing mainline conservatives say it. I'm hearing Michael Savage say it. And I never heard this even a few months ago. And I'd like to say this show, you know, is putting some of the reality-based talking points out, but others are. And so I'm seeing a real shift where people are saying, wait, we better cut defense. A lot of conservatives led by Rand Paul. We better get out of this empire because it's all over. And the offshore banks, they don't care. They have the 112 points in the IMF World Bank documents that came out in 2002 where they like to suck you dry, then implode you, then bring in austerity that makes it worse, and then offer a new solution, more austerity. Yeah. I mean, folks better understand. You better grow out of your Republican, Democratic, limited, little mindless fairy tale paradigm. You better get religion about world history and world government and what oligarchs do and the same tropisms they set up each time, or it's over. I mean, this is real. We're going into a depression, hyperinflation. They have set up a police state. They are training the neighborhood people to be spies. They are visiting all the major doctors and community leaders to spy on their patients. They visited my dad. They visited other people he works with. They're going to other dentists he knows. I mean, this is a major D-Day level buildup against us. I mean, I'm telling you, I mean, this is real tyranny.
Yeah, and the guys on the right, a lot of them say, oh, you know, we blame government. You know, it's big government's the problem. Guys on the left say, oh, big business is the problem. What they don't understand is that those are two sides of the same coin. When you have the fusion of industry and government, you have fascism. That's exactly what Benito Mussolini defined as fascism, and it is. And that's what we've got, because we have a government that is wholly owned by the biggest business, these oligarchs that you're talking about, the banking empire. And they own our government right now. And so it's not that the government is too big. It's just that the government's in the wrong hands and serves the wrong people. We need a government big enough and strong enough, but most importantly, independent enough to protect the people from those giant corporations. And right now it can't, and it won't, because it doesn't want to, because it's feeding off them.
Well, but then there's the argument of allowing big government to grow, then allowed a big enough government to siphon off our money to the big corporations. But regardless now, these corporations, I mean, what, more than half the top 100 biggest economies are not even countries. They're corporations. These have intelligence networks. They have spies in every strata of society. They are government. People need to get that. Yeah. They are sovereign. They operate. They do what they want. They're above the law. And then we're not.
They have no loyalty to our country at all. Most of them don't pay taxes to our country. They've got some rinky-dink headquarters.
It's the Fortune 100 that actually lobbies for higher taxes on Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the insurance companies. That's how deceptive. Oh, you want socialist health care? Oh, you don't want to help old ladies. You're a racist. Then you get the health care bill written by the insurance companies to cut care, to not let doctors carry out the care, and to make 35 million people buy the insurance, doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. And you've got to have arguments with dumb mainline liberals that think you want to take free health care from somebody. It doesn't exist. It's such a fraud that we're having a debate about health care when it's not. Oh, man.
It is. When you get to health care, my conservative position is, as a conservative, I believe that the only fiscally responsible way to provide health care is to eliminate the profit, the overhead, the red tape, and the interference between doctor and patient of the insurance companies by kicking them out of health care altogether. I would much rather have a single-payer national health system, no insurance companies. The government doesn't run health care. It just does one thing. It pays the bill. And the bill would be about 60% of what it is now, because we'd get rid of all of that profit and overhead.
Well, when you talk about...
I know that's not libertarian, but, hey, I swing both ways. A lot of my talks are co-sponsored by the Libertarian Party and the Green
Party. I understand that. No. Well, look, we already have a form of collectivism. The insurance companies owned by the megabanks have written a system where the profits are private and the loss is public.
Yeah. Socialism for the rich, capitalism for the poor. That's what we've got.
Yeah, and they take our wealth. So I'm saying government has become the conduit of that, and the libertarians come in and say, privatize. Well, now you've just got a new government called a corporation over you who even jacks it up more.
You're right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But see, I mean, again, they make it so simple. Liberal, conservative, libertarian.
Yeah.
But you have to debate what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
What these things really are, not their definitions. Dr. Bowman, but looking at where we are now, I mean, do you have any doubt that the meltdown is accelerating?
No, of course it's the only thing that you can do. Where we are, the meltdown is accelerating, just like the one at Fukushima. But what we have to do is understand what we can do about it. And the American people, workers, have to understand that they're being robbed blind They complain about the taxes that are taken out of their paycheck. What they don't understand is that the corporations tax them 20 times as heavily as the government by taking these huge amounts for overhead and profit out of the money that we, the people, create with our labor. Every hour of our labor, we create some $250 in wealth. So how come take-home pay is $8 an hour? Well, the government takes $2. Okay, that would make it 10. What happened to the other $240? The corporations stole it. That's what happened to it. And workers have to understand that.
Well, they've created an unfair playing field by constantly having the laws written to shut down their competition.
Yeah, and that's they use the government for their purposes so that the government is no longer protecting us from them, like Teddy Roosevelt tried to do and like FDR tried to do. Both parties, you know, conservative and liberal, doesn't matter. Both parties for ages have recognized the danger of the corporations getting too much power. Heck, Thomas Jefferson talked about it.
Again, there's the mega corporations that have all the lawyers and write the loopholes. They are the ones that get away with murder.
Yeah, we're not talking about mom and pop grocery stores here.
No, exactly. Who have a corporation for liability, so if somebody slips and breaks their ankle, they can't take, you know, Susie's college money.
Yeah.
But again, as people send me emails saying, what you're saying, all corporations are bad. No, folks, we're not saying that. Again, people see things through a one-dimensional lens. We've got to start trying to really see things in a more complex 360 view. Colonel Bob Bowman, by the way, speaking live tomorrow night in Austin. He's also speaking at Truth Seekers. It's public, but with Randall Mott, great guy, but I'm not sure where they're meeting right now. We'll tell you tomorrow night where he's meeting.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com. Spelled ORGANICA Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard 100 mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
We got 5 more minutes here with Dr. Bob Bowman of thepatriots.us. And then Tarpley's going to pop back in because we ran out of time with him to finish up his economic breakdown of just how serious things are going. And I remember him years ago saying, first they'll try to bring down Europe, then the contagion will spread to the West. It's now begun. Very serious situation. Colonel Bob Bowman is going to be speaking tomorrow night at Brave New Books in Austin, Texas, down off Guadalupe Street, 1904 Guadalupe Street. Really needs no introduction for Austinites. Get there early because it only holds about 150 people. And that'll be Saturday, April 30th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central. Always great to hear him uninterrupted by the radio breaks and things, so folks can check that out. Dr. Bowman, I mean, the crisis isn't approaching. It's here, kind of like a fire in a house. It's now, you know, the house is on fire. If it continues, the whole house is going to burn down. How do you see the globalists, the social engineers, the oligarchy striking back? I see false flag written all over the place, and I see these White House advisors saying how great this would be and to really accelerate their new wars and their domestic crackdown.
Yeah, we have to understand that the entire war on terror is phony, up one side and down the other, not just because 9/11 was a lie, you know. We all know that. But beyond that, that the real reasons for Iraq and for Afghanistan had nothing to do with 9/11. Those wars were planned way in advance before 9/11, planned in detail, pushed for by, you know, the PNAC crowd, Wolfowitz and Pearl and Zelikow and Cheney and, you know, all the traitors. So it's pursuit of empire. We have to end that. We have to bring our brave young men and women home while they're still alive. We have to start using the money to serve the people of this country. We need to end the Fed, abolish the Fed, get rid of that debt to the Fed. We need to nationalize insolvent banks, not bail them out. You know, if they're too big to fail, they're too big to exist. We used to have antitrust laws in this country, and they were to protect business.
And it turned out in the analysis, even in BBC had to admit it, that in Ireland and Iceland, they've analyzed over 90% of the debt is the private banks who were there posing as the saviors. Folks, we don't owe this. It's made up, most of it.
Yeah, yeah. And so we need to do things differently. The United States and all its individual states should be like North Dakota, who has their own bank, not for profit. North Dakota, the state, has no debt. People there can get loans from the state bank.
And they have bigger families.
And, you know,
it's a policy of life on a policy of death.
We've got to get rid of the Fed, the whole debt-based monetary system, everything associated with it. We have to go back to my old boss, Eisenhower, and rethink his statement about the power of the military-industrial complex. And we know that it, too, is owned by...
Yeah, they've sold it that you're a commie, you're a wimp. You're whatever if you don't love the military-industrial complex. Folks, it controls almost all research, funding, and it's run by foreign corporations that are destroying every canon of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. America is the founding documents and the ideas of liberty and our culture and our history of freedom. It's not whatever the corporations package up and wrap it in an American flag.
Yeah,
they could have little cyanide pills with American flags on them.
We have given up most of the rights that were given to us by this Constitution and Bill of Rights by letting them pass these screwily misnamed Patriot Act and Military Commissions Act. They take our rights away. unconstitutionally. You know, you can't take these rights away by passing...
That's right. It's treason. Bob Bowman?
Some puppet dictator.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm amazing. Be back in a minute,
Thank
folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.